Some schools, an increasing number of secondary schools around the country, are ditching NCEA Level 1 ahead of a refresh to the qualification that's being introduced over the next few years. The changes to Level 1 kick in from next year, but learners will only be able to earn it once they've met new literacy and numeracy standards. Changes to Level 2 and Level 3 are being introduced in 2026 and 2027. That's led some schools to opt out of offering Level 1 and concentrate instead on a longer lead-in time for Level 2. Other schools have opted to set up their own qualification instead, including New Zealand's largest high school, Rangitoto College, which last week announced it would offer its own diploma to Year 11 students. So what is it about the changes that is leading schools to make this decision, and what are students studying instead? Hobsonville Point Secondary School was one of the first schools to opt out of offering Level 1. Principal Maurie Abraham, welcome. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Also with us is Christ College Assistant Principal Curriculum, Nicole Belante. Christ is in its second year of offering its own diploma. Welcome to you too, Nicole.
Kia ora.
Maurie, can you explain the decisions that have been made at Hobsonville Point? I think you've never offered NCEA Level 1, and just explain the logic.
Yeah, so we're not motivated to not offer NCEA Level 1 because of the change package. Our reasons are quite different because we made that decision 8 or 9 years ago. And the decision's really driven by three main factors. One is we have this general philosophy that we want our school to be more an institute of learning rather than an institute of measurement. We know that we need both, but we want to retain our main focus on learning, where curriculum isn't being totally driven by assessment. So that's one aspect. The second is that we put a lens of well-being across all of the decisions that we make at our school. And 3 years of high-stakes assessment creates a lot of stress and anxiety for our students. And it creates a huge workload for staff. 15-year-olds in Year 11 facing a tsunami of assessments, we've got to ask ourselves, is that what we really want? And then the third factor really is our view of qualifications in general. We like NCEA. We think it's a great qualification, but there's no need for Level 1. It's not needed for Level 2 or 3. It's not required for any job, and it's not required for any tertiary course. Yet 15-year-olds throughout the country are exposed to, a tsunami of 120-plus credits across their 35-week year for a qualification that doesn't have any currency.
I was going to ask what the experience has been of offering this longer lead time into Level 2. What's the outcome been?
Well, the outcome's been great around the things that we think are important. One is the kids getting the qualifications that they need. That's definitely happening. The quality of the qualification is very high. We have usually 60% of our Level 2 and 3 NCEA qualifications endorsed with merit or excellence. And our students, through our various student voice processes, talk about a lower level of stress and anxiety that they find many of their schoolmates and other schools might be experiencing.
Nicole Belante, if I can bring you in, please, from Christ College. I know you have been through a really long and thorough process to get to the point of actually offering your own diploma in lieu of the NCEA Level 1. And can you tell us some of the horrible word is the pedagogical, right? But some of the educational reasons, learning reasons that you chose the path you did.
Yeah, I mean, really, we're very much of the same sort of thinking as Hobsonville here in terms of the tail was wagging the dog so much with Level 1 as it currently stands. Students were being taught to play the system, the bureaucratic system of assessment, rather than focusing on the actual thinking. And what we found is that Level 1 wasn't preparing them for the actual the higher level thinking that we really wanted to see come out of Level 2. And so we wanted to step back away from that assessment grind, the tsunami, as Murray called it, that, and really focus on the time of learning. And we spoke to a couple other schools that had already abandoned Level 1, and they talked about gaining about 25% of time back into actual teaching over assessment, and we've definitely found that as well. It's enabled time for the students to focus on understanding concepts, to go deeper, to explore their passions, and we've really focused on how to engage the students, that we know we're a boys' school with boys' choice, agency is at the heart of motivation, and so how we could provide that as well in terms of the context of their learning.
Have there been any implications on some of what might be called the more rigid or structured disciplines of maths, science and languages, although that is a debatable point as to how rigid they need to be? Has it impacted at all? Or to your point, have you seriously found that you've actually got 25% more time to teach and to tutor?
Yeah, I mean, I would say because of us trying to include things like some wellbeing education and Taha Māori within our diploma, we have taken some of that extra time to include more holistic education. So our maths and sciences probably have about the same time in teaching in the end. But they have kept a more traditional approach. I mean, we recognized that there are different strengths in different subjects, and things that are, as you call them, sort of perhaps more traditional, require sort of scaffolded knowledge. You have to know how to do step one before you can get on to step two. Whereas things like our humanities and English courses, they were able to be a little bit more creative with some of their course designs. So we do see a little bit of a mix of the traditional and a mix of the innovation. And what we found is when we were looking at the level two results this year from our first cohort, that they are still just as well prepared and are achieving as we would expect with level two in those subjects.
Why introduce your own diploma, as have other schools, I understand, the Christ College diploma? It's a two-year diploma. Mm-hmm. And what is it? Like, when it comes out as a qualification, how is it described?
Yeah, so we very much talk about it as the holistic curriculum, that we're trying to recognize achievement inside and outside of the classroom. So boys have to have a certain level of academic engagement in order to gain their diploma in the first place. But then also things that they do outside of the classroom, like the Duke of Edinburgh or service hours that they might do, or being part of the Kapa Haka group, can all contribute to their diploma achievement as well. And so that's what they can get that at Black and White, which are our school colours, or silver and gold, in order to really show when they've given back to the community. That's that gold diploma.
Maury, can I come back to you? Because this is happening at the same time as these curriculum changes that the government is bringing in. Their worry about performance in maths and in literacy. And there's another issue, I think, with level one and level two and level three, which is the order in which changes are being introduced. Could you explain more?
Yeah, and I also just want to perhaps correct a misunderstanding that's a bit out there. Is, you know, NCA is not the curriculum. It's not what we teach. NCA is just the qualification. It's the measurement. So when a school chooses not to, in our case, offer NCA Level 1 to its Year 11 students, it still teaches a full, deep program around all of the learning areas. And I think it's important for people to understand that. I get quite frustrated when I hear that the qualification is the curriculum.
Well, also, Murray, to your point, you're probably actually teaching more because you've got more time.
Totally. I totally agree with what Nicole said. The increased teaching time that our teachers have and learning time our students have is huge. And so that's why our two-year journey to level two, they've got 2 years to get the 80 credits they need, rather than in 1 year doing NCA level one, where they're exposed to 120 credits to get 80 and then repeat it again in year 12. So we stretch that journey out. So at the end of year 11, our average year 11 kid has 20 or 30 level one credits, but they have between 15 and 18 level two credits. Because we've been able to concentrate on the learning, they're able to be assessed at a higher level. So that when they go into year 12 to do the level two, they've only got 45 odd credits to get. That's quite a different experience that students are getting in schools that focus on calendar year qualifications. You know, there's no need for a kid to have a qualification every year. And in fact, we say to our students, there's only one qualification of value for you, and that's the one you graduate with. So let's focus on you working towards that one.
We'll leave it there. Thanks very much, both of you, Maurie Abraham and Nicole Berlanti.